This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A new $6 billion aid package from the U.S. will send more Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
The Pentagon says the missiles will replenish Patriot systems Ukraine's already received. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement came after a meeting of the coalition that's been helping Kyiv get aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had told the group his nation urgently needs not just Patriot missiles, but actual systems.
This is what can and should save lives right now.
Austin did not commit to sending more systems from the U.S.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet,
saying Ukraine needs other air defense systems and interceptors too. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile,
this year, Russian jets has already used more than 9,000 guided aerial bombs against Ukraine. And we need the ability to shoot down their combat aircraft so that they do not approach our positions and borders.
That's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday calling for the additional aid air defense systems to be sent to Kyiv to help protect against Russian strikes, adding that a pause in U.S. funding had helped Moscow seize the initiative. Zelensky at the start of a virtual meeting led by the United States on helping arm Ukraine. The Netherlands' outgoing Prime Minister Mark Rutte is in Turkey, seeking support from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in his bid for the seat of NATO Secretary General. The incumbent NATO chief, Jens Stoltenberg, is nearing the end of his term. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Anti-war activists, American and Israeli rabbis, protested on Friday at Erie's crossing in Israel to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. Demonstrators walked towards the border with Gaza with signs demanding peace and carried bags of food to symbolize aid being brought into Gaza. Police tried to disperse demonstrators as they approached the area, detaining at least five people, according to organizers. Student protests over the Israel-Hamas war have popped up on an increasing number of U.S. college campuses following last week's arrest of more than 100 demonstrators at Columbia University. Students are calling for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza, and in some cases from Israel itself. Protests on many campuses have been orchestrated by coalitions of student groups. Groups largely act independently, though students say they are inspired by peers at other universities. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken holds talks in China about issues including counter-narcotics. Details from AP correspondent Charles Iledesma.
Antony Blinken's discussions started with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and then Beijing's Public Security Minister, who said Blinken would see President Xi Jinping, a meeting that had been expected but not previously announced. A State Department official then confirmed that Blinken would meet the president before leaving the country late on Friday. Talks between the two countries have increased in recent months, even as differences have grown. Blinken and Wang underscored the importance of keeping lines of communication open, but they also lamented that divisions were becoming more serious in nature. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's only been a day since the Transitional Presidential Council was installed in Haiti, and the list of demands on its members is rapidly growing. Now that the Caribbean nation has new leaders, they're under pressure to produce quick results despite a deep-seated crisis that has been in years making. Haitians want security, food, jobs, and they all want it now. Making Haiti safer is a priority. More than 2,500 people were killed or injured from January to March alone. More than 90,000 have fled the capital, Port-au-Prince, so far this year. Amid relentless gang violence, police union officials said on Friday that the council must prioritize security above everything else. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.